Hi, Chevra. Chanukah Sameach. The Gemara in Masechet Arachin discusses the 18 days a year in Eretz Yisrael and the 21 days in Chutz La'aretz where we recite a complete Hallel. And the Gemara explains that the list that we have the 8 days of Sukkot, the 8 days of Chanukah, make 16, the first day of Pesach, and Shavuot. Okay, that's in Eretz Yisrael, and then you add the Yom Tov Sheni for Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara explains what qualifies a day to be to require us to say Hallel. So it says that these days have two qualities. Number one, the day has to be a mo'ed, in the sense that it's asur ba'asiyat melacha, you're not allowed to do melacha that day. Also has to be chaluk b'korbanotav, also has to have distinguished korbanot. So for example, on Sukkot, when there's a separate korban every single day, the korban musaf starts with 13 parim on day one, and then drops one every single day down to seven on day seven. So every single day is unique, and therefore requires a separate recital of the complete Hallel. Whereas on Pesach, day one is special because it's the first time, but the other 6 days of Pesach have the exact same Korban Musaf, and therefore the last 6 days, we do not recite a full Hallel. So Gemara says, yeah, but how about Chanukah? Chanukah has neither quality. There's no Isur Malacha, and there's no Korban Musaf on Chanukah. So the Gemara says that what happened on the reason Chanukah, you would say Hallel, is because of the Nes, because of the miracle. But the Gemara there doesn't explain what miracle we're talking about. So if we look in the famous Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, which tells the story of Chanukah, my Chanukah, on Daf Kaf Aleph, so it tells us the implication seems to be that the miracle we're talking about is the miracle of the oil, right? That they come to the famous thing, they come to the Beit HaMikdash, they only have enough oil for one day, and it lasts for 8 days. So that's all well and good, except if we look in Masechet Psachim, on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says there that it sounds like Hallel on Chanukah is recited because not of the Nes Pach HaShemen, but rather because of the salvation. The Gemara says there, Hallel Zem Mi Amaro, who required us to say the Hallel. The Gemara says, Nevi'im Shebeinehem Tiknu Lahem LeYisrael. The Nevi'im established that we have to recite Hallel when, L'kshiyivashu Mitzara V'yu Omrim Otan Agulatan, that when we're saved from a dangerous situation. So when we're redeemed, we recite Hallel. And Rashi says, like Chanukah. So you get the sense there that the real miracle we're celebrating when we say Hallel is the miracle of the war. And the Maharal points this out also. In his Sefer Ner Mitzvah, he points out the same thing, though. We've seen from one source, it seems to be that the miracle we're reciting Hallel over is the Nes Pach HaShemen. And the second one, the Gemara Psachim, seems to indicate the same thing, that it's the miracle of the war. But he says it's troubling, because why would we think you say Hallel over the miracle of the Pach HaShemen? That's not really what you do over a miracle like that. You don't really recite the Hallel. You really recite Hallel over salvation. And for miracles, we can say Bracha, Baruch Sha'asa Li Nes B'Makom HaZeh, but not really Hallel. So he explains as follows. He says the idea is that really the Chachamim wanted to institute the Hallel over the miracle of the military victory, the Rabim Beyad Me'atim, etc., that we talk about. However, their concern was that people maybe wouldn't necessarily relate to the war from in a supernatural way, and wouldn't relate to the war even in a godly way or spiritual way. People would be able to say that maybe we won the war because of our own military might, because of our tactics. Maybe we fought properly against the Greeks in a very clever way, and we could say, Kochi va'otzem yadi asali et hachayel hazeh. That's really my own hand, my own strength that allowed me to do that. So what they said was, instead what we'll do is we'll talk about the miracle of the Pach HaShem, and certainly a miracle that's noticeable, certainly very unique, and stands out as a sign of Hashem's intervention in the world. And we'll focus on that miracle. So when we tell the story of Masechet Shabbat, we'll focus on that miracle. But from that miracle, we'll come to recognize that really the military victory really is the key miracle, the key sign that Hashem was involved in this whole story of Chanukah. And the lesson here is certainly a lesson we talk about all the time. It's a beautiful lesson, an important lesson, the lesson that sometimes it's the value of the explicit miracles, of the Nes Nigleh, is only valuable insofar as it allows us to see Hashem's hand in the natural world. So if you have the Nes Pach HaShemen by itself, the Nes Pach HaShemen is wonderful, but that really doesn't last, ironically, right? That's the miracle that lasts for 8 days, but beyond the 8 days, it really wouldn't last so much, if not for the fact that it highlights the idea that Hashem is involved in their lives in so many ways. In this case, in the case of Chanukah, it means the military victory, but as the Ramban says at the end of Parshat Bo, that the big miracles are there to highlight, to remind us of the miracles of Hashem that we see every single day. Not to take anything for granted, to appreciate every moment that we have, that every little thing maybe won't be a nes nigleh, maybe it's not a supernatural miracle, but nonetheless, if we define miracle as an opportunity to see Hashem's hand in the world, then certainly the nes pach Hashem reminds us that every single experience we have, all the little things we have in the world, we can appreciate. And with that message, hopefully we can come to appreciate not just the days of Chanukah, but it can give light to the rest of the year as well. Wishing everyone a Chanukah Sameach.